91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come over to the radio station. We sit for a little while and I ask them about what they're working on in school, their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Casey Calderon. Hi, Casey.
Hi.
So you go to the U of A?
I do.
Well, what do you do there?
I'm studying physiology and theater arts. I am also working in a research lab in Dr. Nathan Charrington's lab.
What goes on in the Charrington lab?
We're studying a condition called NAFLD. It's non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. And what that basically is, it's like you have fat deposits that enter your liver cells. And if that progresses, the fat deposits can actually turn into like scarring, inflammation. Our general thing, what we're thinking that it does is that this scarring and inflammation might impact people's ability to break down certain drugs because your liver is a pretty big space where pill breakdown happens.
You take some medication, your liver distributes it throughout the rest of your body.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you have these fat cells that go into your liver, they kind of obstruct its ability to function.
Yeah, exactly. And so to test for that, what we do is we'll look at how certain protein expressions in your liver that are like responsible for breaking down drugs, we'll look at how those proteins are expressed in the liver in like a diseased liver versus a healthy liver.
How do these fat cells get into the liver?
Usually the way that the fat cells get into the liver is eating poorly, highly processed food. The condition we're looking at is associated with like diabetes, high blood pressure, etc.
I see. So it gets in there and it doesn't leave.
Actually, this condition is reversible through diet and exercise.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
What are you finding so far?
So far, we're finding that the diseased livers definitely do have some different protein expressions than the healthy ones. They're definitely modified from what we'd expect for a healthy liver. Specific protein families, ADH, alcohol dehydrogenase. What we found was that those were less expressed in more diseased livers compared to the healthier livers. And so this might impact a person's ability to break down like alcohol or any drug that goes through that pathway.
If your liver's not functioning and your body's not able to break down things like alcohol or medication, what happens?
What we think happens is that these people might be at further risk of overdosing or having drug toxicity because the people that typically have this condition intake a medication daily, some type of medication daily.
Whether it's alcohol or prescription mm-hmm. drugs.
Yeah. If they can't break it down within the 24 hours, it just kind of gradually builds up in their system. And we think that this might put them at further risk of having an adverse drug reaction.
How long have you been working in this lab?
Almost a year.
What are your plans for after graduation?
After graduation, I'd like to go to medical school. I'm really interested in endocrinology or possibly even sports medicine.
Hormones, from what I've seen, they're always really interesting looking.
Oh, yeah.
Like cartoon characters, really.
Yeah.
They have personality.
Oh, yeah. They definitely have a lot of personality.
Do you ever listen to music?
I do. Big show tune person. Just
oh,
kind of
really?
Weird. Yeah.
That's not weird. That's wonderful.
I'm looking forward for the Mean Girls musical to come out.
Oh,
that
wow.
soundtrack is coming out soon. I'm very excited about that. But lately, it's been a lot of Dear Evan Hansen, Sondheim, a lot of Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Thank you so much for coming to KXCI.
Thank you.